You know, I want to talk a little bit about choosing an expert. I want to talk some about Daubert, but not much. I mean, frankly, there is a wealth of materials on Daubert and Robinson. There are all sorts of great articles. Y'all all know the law. So although I'll talk about it a little bit, this really is more intended to be a nuts and bolts discussion about how we effectively select and prepare and examine experts so that afterwards you find yourself as the appellee and not the appellant. You know, the first question is, do you need an expert? I think we've all got a kind of a knee-jerk reaction to go out and hire experts in every case of any significance. And it's not always necessary, frankly, or even advantageous to have an outside hired expert. First of all, obviously it's expensive. But second of all, and more to the point, I don't think they always advance our ball as much as we think they do. Now, there are cases, obviously, where you've got to have an expert, right? You're proving up a pharmaceutical defect, you're going to need an expert for that. You're proving up medical malpractice, you've got to have an expert for that. But be careful about the tendency to think that in every one of your cases, first thing you need to do is go spend a couple hundred thousand dollars on an expert witness. Before you do that, think about a couple of things. First of all, talk to your client and talk to the other key witnesses that are going to be involved in your case and find out what they can bring to the table and whether some outside hired expert brings something in addition to that. You know, look at your jury charge, obviously, and determine where are you going to get the evidence to meet those elements or where is the other side going to get the evidence to meet their elements and how do you counter it if you're on the defense side of the case. Can your client carry some or all of the water with regard to expert issues? I've been involved in cases where, frankly, nobody knew the industry at hand better than my client. And there was no outside expert that was going to be able to be a more forceful and impassioned advocate for my side of the story than my client. Now, are there bias issues to deal with? Sure. But are there bias issues to deal with a hired gun expert? Absolutely. If you're representing a plaintiff in a medical malpractice, or excuse me, a personal injury case, go talk to the treating doc. Find out what he or she has to say and what kind of witness they might make. You might find in a lot of these cases that whether it's the accountant in your client's business, your client, him or herself, a treating doctor, there are all sorts of lay witnesses that you can use. You don't have to go out and hire as a supposed independent third party to provide the evidence that you need. You know, how controversial or contested is the opinion that you need going to be? Is your so-called expert just proving up ledgers from your client's files? Do you really need to go hire an outside accountant to do that, or can the client's in-house person handle it for you? Now, if you do decide you need an outside expert, what are the steps that you ought to go through in looking for them and making sure that you find a good one? I frankly think that in every case you've got, one of the first things you need to ask is, has your expert, person you're looking at hiring, have they ever been successfully challenged in any way in a Daubert or Robinson motion? If they have, what was the context? What does the order look like? And can you fade that heat? Sometimes you can, sometimes you can't, but you darn sure don't want to find out about it the first time when they're on the witness stand. I run a little bit against the grain on this. I generally don't hire tried and true, experienced, been doing it for 14 years, seasoned expert witnesses. Sometimes you need them. Sometimes they're worth their salt. Often they're the first, in my experience at least, they're the first witness that the jury throws out the window and disregards because they're just so polished and they're just so slick. So, you know, personally, if I can, I like to look for teachers, professors if I can get them. I like to look for people that have served on the relevant committees for whatever the issue at hand is. Earlier this summer, I tried a case involving oil and gas issues, and the API has got a subcommittee for every subcomponent and sub-subcomponent if there's a nut that goes on the bottom third of an offshore oil and gas rig, there's going to be a subcommittee addressing that nut. And if you guys have ever been involved in that kind of industry, you know what I'm talking about. They've got them out the wazoo. So see if you can find from your client what are the relevant committees, subcommittees, et cetera, in your industry, whether it's API, the medical profession, whatever it is, and find folks that have served on or chaired on those subcommittees that will have an imprimatur of reliability, frankly, that probably the other side's expert's not going to have. And if the other side's expert's on the same kind of committees, at least you want yours to be there as well.